or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
The Hawkeyes won't be at full strength next Wednesday. Does that concern you? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you. You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, I'm talking to you, and we got a hell of a show for you today. As a matter of fact, we are wall-to-wall between now and 6:30 with guests. Coming up for you, bottom of the hour, we'll hear our weekly chat with Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Then John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye will be with us at 5 o'clock. Josie Jewell, the consensus All-American linebacker for the Hawkeyes, this time a week from today. They will be just gearing up for kickoff at Yankee Stadium, Boston College, and Iowa, the Pinstripe Bowl. Josie talks a little bit about that and more with us tonight at 5:30. Tristan Cockcroft will answer your fantasy football questions at 6 o'clock, his appearance sponsored by Imon Communications, and, of course, the 6 o'clock showdown on the way tonight as well at 6:35. We've got the $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa that we're going to hook somebody up with before 7 o'clock as well tonight. Lots to get into today on the program. Iowa basketball, a 92-64 winner over Southern Utah last night. The game never in doubt. It's the beginning of the early signing period for college football. This is brand new this year. And we've got Iowa and Iowa State putting releases out on their classes. UNI is going to hold off until everybody, I think, is in the books. There's a lot of Iowa fans out there that are a little bit concerned about a couple guys who didn't sign today, but according to those who cover recruiting, they're going to have signing day ceremonies at their high schools, and Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, is honoring that by not announcing their signed letter of intent. They may or may not have a couple of the actual signed letters. It's all very confusing at this point. 319-366-1600. Here's what you need to know. Everybody loves their class. Every player is going to make an impact. Everybody's excited about every player. And I'm not just talking about Iowa. I'm talking about Iowa State, UNI. Every coach in the country is over the moon about the recruiting class. I don't know if you saw this or not. I think it was the Rivals rankings had Kansas's class ahead of Florida State's.
And I did see that.
I think the rankings are fluid, judging by the number of letters of intent that come in, but Illinois also was ahead of Florida State, so they've got that going for them as well. The bowl season continues. Last night,
what a great game.
Cherry Pop-Tart Boca Bowl, whatever the heck it was called.
Cherubundi Tart Cherry.
50-3. Once again, another log on the fire. We got too many damn bowl games. 50-3. It included Lane Kiffin going for a two-point conversion in that game because reportedly he had overheard or had read an Akron athletics department official, quote-unquote, talking smack during the week. So he decided that he was going to go for two and run up the score in what was essentially a home game for the newly extended head coach at Florida Atlantic.
Can you repeat that? Who did he hear talking smack?
He said it was an athletic department official for
that is
the Zips.
The worst excuse you can make. If you're going to have an excuse for humiliating another team or running up the score the way that he did last night, at least name the person by name.
Well, look, I don't know. We've got so much to get to. Look,
oh,
if there was ever a day where I wish we weren't wall-to-wall with guests, this would be it, because you've got LeVar Ball announcing that he wants to start his own basketball league for, I guess, for people like his sons.
Yes.
He basically wants to start a league. They can call it a league of their own. They'd probably have to pay Tom Hanks and Gina Davis some royalty fees for using the name, but he wants to start a basketball league for players who graduate high school but don't want to go to college or or maybe get kicked out of college or pulled out of college because they shoplift on Chinese foreign. There's so much ridiculousness going on. You got a big trade in baseball today with Evan Longoria, the third baseman of the Tampa Bay Rays, the face of that franchise for the last decade, headed to the West Coast, back home to where he grew up, and he's going to be playing for the San Francisco Giants now. Lots to get into today. You can sound off on a number of issues with us on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, the Hawkeyes, a winner last night over Southern Utah, 92-64. Not much to take away from that game, although we'll be talking about it with John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye coming up at 5 o'clock. Cedar Rapids Colonels announced officially their coaching staff for the 2018 season today. As anticipated, Toby Gardenhire is going to be the manager, the son of Detroit Tigers skipper Ron Gardenhire. Brian Dinkelman comes back as the hitting coach. And then for the first time in franchise history, they're going to have four coaches this year, including two pitching coaches. And we'll get caught up. We're going to try to get Toby Gardenhire on the program sometime before Friday. And then just a reminder, since you're paying attention right now, at least I hope you are, that next week is just an absolute jumbled mess with Christmas falling on a Monday. We will not be on. There will be no local programming on Monday. And Tuesday, the 26th, there will be a gym class, and then there will be a one-hour, I don't think they want to call it an extension of the gym class. I said call it detention. Or after school, they shot that down. But I'm going to be in New York City at the Pinstripe Bowl, and we'll do an hour from New York, but it's not going to – I didn't want to put my name on it, and I'm kidding. It's going to be an hour of Pinstripe Bowl coverage from New York City next Tuesday. And then next Wednesday, a week from today, there will be no Todd Brolelkamp show because at 3:30, we pick up the ESPN national feed from Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe Bowl. Now,
from sunny and 27, zero precipitation,
27 and sunny in the Bronx. Now,
except it's not going to be sunny because it's going to be dark outside.
The news today, quit reminding me of that.
Hey, well,
27 is the high. Yes, I get that. 27 at probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it's going to go down from there. I get that. You can stop driving that. It's not like Memphis is going to be subtropical a couple days later. Let's get to the actual football news today. Kirk Ferentz meeting with members of the media in Iowa City. A couple announcements were made. We knew that, after yesterday's discussion, we knew Miles Taylor was going to be out for the bowl game. That was officially confirmed today. What we did not know yesterday is that Alaric Jackson is going to be out for next Wednesday's game, violation of team policy. And it looks as if right now they're going to slide Tristan Wirfs to left tackle, and then Levi Paulson will jump into the starting lineup at right tackle. That leads us to our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Does today's Iowa football news make you more concerned about the outcome of next Wednesday's bowl game? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's. And next to the Home Depot, the sponsor for the poll question. Stop on in. Tell them you heard about him on KGYM. I got to admit, if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm starting to get a little nervous about this at this point because what are you doing violating team rules? Getting ready for the bowl game. This is a bowl game that they supposedly want to win and want to put all of their focus on, and they want to get that bowl monkey off their back. How did the term, somebody enlighten me on the text line, somebody smarter than me, how did that become the term? Why is it a monkey on your back? Why not some sort of other animal? I've always wondered that. I honestly
or like
have.
Something that's heavier. Because,
well, monkeys are shifty.
Well, I get
and they
that.
Would jump on your back. And I don't know. I don't know the origin of the phrase, but it's starting to, okay, fans didn't care about this bowl game anyway. They're not going to it. Oh, you got people on the text line every day that are like, I can't wait till the bowl game is over so that you guys stop talking about how much this bowl game is going to suck, which it is, no offense. Now Kirk Ferentz says there's no such thing as a bad bowl game. I said yesterday I talked to somebody close to the program who said privately behind the scenes, Ferentz and the coaching staff aren't exactly thrilled that they're heading to New York to play this game at Yankee Stadium next Wednesday. But now you've got news that you got at least one guy who violated team policy who's not going to play. Shifting around the offensive line. This has disaster written all over it. Now watch Iowa goes and wins the game by 3 touchdowns next Wednesday, which I think would make everybody in Eastern Iowa happy. But I just, this is starting to get a little bit of an odor about it. It had an odor the day they announced the game. That Iowa wasn't going to Nashville. They're going to New York City in the Pinstripe Bowl. They're playing Boston College, which is a snooze fest of a team to begin with. It's not a great matchup. Nobody's excited about the game. And now this news is starting to trickle out. You got injuries to Miles Taylor. You got Alaric Jackson off of the offensive line, a unit that was starting to finally gel toward the end of the season. Part of the reason that the Iowa running game was so up and down this year was the play of the offensive line. And now you got to make changes to the starting lineup.
And you have a horse, Kirk Ferentz, apparently, at his press conference today in Iowa City. And you mentioned people that aren't exactly excited about the bowl game. Well, it turns out that a lot of people are saying that Kirk himself is not over the moon about heading to New York City. But it seems to me that he is doing his best to at least convey to the team, putting on a front that this is a very important game, because it really is. It is a very important game.
Yeah, because if they don't win it, they have to hear about this for the next 12 months.
Yes, and it doesn't he just, has to hear about it.
You don't just wake up on December 28th and go, oh, okay, well, we'll go get him next year again. It's going to be, okay, what's this team going to do in 2018? And then can they win a bowl game? Can they get to a bowl game and all of this stuff? It may not seem like a big game, but it's a big deal to the Iowa program. Now, whether or not every individual player is treating it as such, it's always disappointing to see. And again, we're dealing with kids here, and kids do stupid things. But it's always disappointing to see this time of year where you should be locked in, focused on finals, bowl game. And I don't know what the violation of team rules is. That's a pretty vague and broad umbrella. But it's something that didn't sit well with the coaching staff, and so he's going to miss the game. Now, Brandon Snyder, there was also an update on him today. And Brandon Snyder, if you recall, miraculously came back from the torn ACL to not only play but make a big impact in the win over Illinois. And then in doing so, he re-injured his leg and is out for the season, and his status with the team moving forward, his future is up in the air. And then he got the DUI recently. Kirk Ferentz basically said he's got some work to do to get back in good standing with the program. So that update was passed along today as well. Lots of recruiting to get into as well today. The signing class, we'll touch on that. Busy, busy show. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. Hertine and Stocker, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. You can pop on in and do a little holiday shopping.
I have the most important question of the day. What are we going to do with the Festivus episode of this show?
The Festivus, annual Festivus episode, which, look, other people can do it in other markets. Other people can do it in, hell, you know what? I don't care. Other radio stations in Eastern Iowa can try to do this. Everybody out there, intellectually honest folks, know that it started here, that this is my child. I birthed it. We're going to have to do the Festivus airing of the grievances on Friday, and we're going to have to do it early. So Friday, right out of the gate, we will air our grievances, because Friday, also a busy show. We're going to have one of the recently signed Iowa Hawkeyes joining the program. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com has lined up quarterback Spencer Petras. So we'll hear about his decision. He was originally committed to Oregon State, now signing a letter of intent with the Hawkeyes after the coaching change there and reopening his recruitment. So plenty to get to on Friday, including the airing of the grievances. Now tomorrow, we've got Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm. So another busy...
Do you think he has any grievances?
Everybody's got grievances. Whether or not he'll share them with us, that's another story, but this is me trying to say that over the course of the next 2.5 days, we're trying to pack as much stuff under the listener's tree as possible. Whether you like it or not, We've got a lot of great interviews for you. Josie Jewell, you're going to love Josie Jewell at 5:30 today. Steve Prohm will catch up with tomorrow. And tomorrow is also the White Elephant
gift exchange. Still haven't bought the gift yet.
And I was very worried because I put mine under the tree already 48 hours in advance, and I wrapped it in a plastic, it's a black garbage sack, and it looks suspiciously like a sack of garbage. And so I had to poke my head into the room today to make sure that a janitorial staff had not come through and said, oh, this is garbage, and picked it up and thrown it out, because then I would have been out $9.99.
Yeah, but then you just told me which gift is yours, so tomorrow when we're picking gifts, I will know which gift is yours. And maybe Scott, if he's listening right now. Ugh. The entire integrity of the White Elephant gift exchange has now been compromised.
Hey, Mike from Marengo on the text line also pointing out Gary Dolphin won't be there to announce the game either because of his injury slipping and falling on it. So this is just a, I don't know if you even want to get on the plane and go to the bowl game at this point. It just, it's one thing after another with this. And Ryan on the text line, I'm tired of hearing how no one cares, not from you guys, but from the fans. These are the same fans that are the first to ridicule Ferentz or the players after a loss. Don't like it, don't watch, but I'll promise you most Iowa fans will be leaving work early to tune into ESPN at 4:15 on December 27th. What are your plans for next Wednesday? This time next Wednesday, say it's about 4:20, 4:21. I picked a really bad time to throw out there. Some of you, I don't want to know what you're going to be doing this time next week at 4:20. But what are your plans? Are you cutting out of work early? Are you taking vacation all week? A lot of people take vacation anyway, but you got to cut out of work, or you've got to be very discreet about it, right? Like watching the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yes.
At work, pop it up on the computer, maybe put the volume down and follow along. I want to know what Hawkeye fans, because you're not going to the game. I know that much. Most of you are not going to the game, which I think is a wise decision, given how much it's going to cost and the fact that it's just, it's not worth the effort. Now, a Florida Bowl game, the Rose Bowl, that's worth the effort. I think a lot of people looked at this and said, no, thank you. It's going to be 5 degrees warmer in New York and five times as much money. Pass.
2 days after Christmas. There's nothing logistically about the time of it that's any good.
I did get the email today from the Pinstripe Bowl that I have been approved for access to the New York Stock Exchange on the 26th, the day before the bowl game. Kirk Ferentz and a couple of the players, and Steve Adazio, the Boston College coach, a couple of his players, they get to go and ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. And they offered to let the media come and be a part of that. And so I said, yeah, I'd like to go to that. Very important here, Alex. I need you to remind me of this, because
okay,
it was spelled out explicitly in the email. Business casual, no jeans.
So you have to wake up December 26th, at the crack of dawn.
A media shuttle
dress
leaves.
Business casual.
Media shuttle leaves at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, so 6:30 a.m. Central Time, and it's business casual, no jeans. And if you guys would like to place some orders, maybe I can burst onto the floor and just start frantically waving my arms around. Buy, buy, buy. Sell, sell, sell.
That sounds awful.
Bitcoin.
I'm sorry.
Bitcoin over here.
They're only there for a couple of days, and that's one of the activities that they get to do?
That and they are going to the One World Trade and the 9/11 Museum, and they're also doing a children's hospital stop. Maybe it's not a children's hospital, but it's a hospital, and they're visiting children at the hospital. A couple things that they... Other than that, yeah, there's no beach day. We know about that. And there's not much else to accomplish there. This is going to be a quick trip in and quick trip out, and I think that sort of adds to the intrigue as to what we're going to get here, because we've seen Iowa run the gamut from, you know, trying to go out relatively close to the bowl game, and then we've seen them go out 7, 8, 9 days in advance and basically set up camp at the bowl game because they want to use it as a business trip and focus and get in. Nothing seems to have worked over the last 4 or 5 years. So this is just another monkey wrench. There we go with another monkey phrase. Monkeys I don't know, man. You got a monkey on the back. It's a monkey wrench. 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker text line. I'm sure just thrilled with the direction of today's show so far. We'll get it back on track, though, with Gary Rima. UNI's got number 9 Xavier coming to the McLeod Center on Friday. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off, and as best I know, that game is not sold out yet.
Is surprising.
They talk about Iowa fans not going to Carver-Hawkeye Arena. It's one thing for Southern Utah at 8 o'clock in the middle of the week. Friday night, 8 o'clock, granted it's a couple days before Christmas, but number 9 Xavier, that's a great matchup. And they're trying to sell $10 tickets to pack the place.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a matchup that could decide whether UNI needs to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament at the end of the year to get in or not. Because they have a good resume so far, but adding that win over a top 10 team would go a long way. And I want to get Gary Rima's thoughts on a lot of other things. Should we let him air his grievances?
We will ask Gary, since this is going to be the last time we talk with Gary before 2018.
Yeah.
Because we won't be on next Wednesday.
Something tells me he has a few, or at least one good one.
Green Bay Dustin, what a bummer of a trip. Hospital, 9/11 Memorial, and Stock Exchange. Hey, the market's up. Market is all-time high. So two out of those three things are sort of bummers.
Well, the one where you have to wake up at 5:30 a.m. to ring a freaking bell. Ugh.
You know, Ferenc is going to be just absolutely thrilled. So much emotion there. I think they just stand there and the bell rings. And
guys, we're going to take you to New York, but one of the activities requires you to wake up at 5:30 a.m., dress in business casual clothes, no jeans, and you get to ring a bell.
Mike says, Mike on the text line says he's going to be watching Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC News next Wednesday for the bell ringing. That's Tuesday. Tuesday they're going to be at the New York Stock Exchange. 319-366-1600. I'll find a, you know what, I can find a bowling alley in New York and bring the guys back something. A new jacket, a new schmedium jacket to replace the one that they're always losing. They don't actually always lose it. Sometimes they retain it. Are they bowling the Pin Pals tonight?
I don't know.
I was previously disposed. I was listening to Mark talk about needing to buy a Christmas present for me. He knows what I like. 4:27, we'll step aside, take a quick break. Gary Rima with us in just a few minutes. Also, coming up in just a few seconds, your first big board update of the day. More on the way after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Beat the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Mantality and LowTUSA.com, a website to check out if you find yourself looking in the mirror, guys, and not feeling like your old self. Maybe you need to get a checkup. Men's Health Clinic, Mantality, located in North Liberty between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, can do just that for you. And the best part is insurance will most likely cover your visit. You're going to be dealing with actual doctors, board-certified physicians, nurse practitioners, all of that good stuff. They can come up with a course of treatment for you and even ship what you need right to your door so you're not standing in line at the pharmacy wasting your time. Mantality and LowTUSA.com. Check them out. Low testosterone. They specialize in testosterone replacement therapy. Yes, it's a real thing, and it's a real issue for guys despite your physical condition. They've got a 90% success rate at treating men regardless of their physical condition. Mantality and LowTUSA.com. Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Set to send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Here's Kyle.
Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media in Iowa City this afternoon and gave a few pieces of news. First, as we suspected, Miles Taylor will travel but not play in the Pinstripe Bowl as he is recovering from an injury, so Imani Hooker likely starts at strong safety. The surprise, though, is that Alaric Jackson also won't be playing in the bowl after a violation of team policy. Today is the beginning of the early signing period in the world of college football, and Iowa has signed a number of their commitments, almost all of them, including headliner four-star in-state defensive end John Wagner. But the Hawkeyes also picked up another big commitment from Missouri safety Dallas Cradieth. He's a three-star according to 24/7, but a four-star according to Rivals, and he chose Iowa over offers from Iowa State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Ole Miss, among others. Iowa State also signed nearly its entire class today and even landed its highest-rated recruit, according to 24/7 Sports, last night in offensive lineman Joey Ramos. The 6'5", 300-pounder is the sixth-best recruit in Arizona and chose the Cyclones over offers from Arizona and Arizona State, Oregon, and UCLA, among others. Tonight, beginning at 5:50, we're going to be on the FMs only because we'll be picking things up with John Walters as the Iowa State men host Maryland Eastern Shore as they go for their ninth consecutive victory. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and you'll be able to hear us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Once we're finished, it'll be your regular ESPN programming.
Yeah, I have an interesting note here for fans of the Green Bay Packers. The Montreal Alouettes have announced that they've hired former Packers coach Mike Sherman. He led the Packers from 2000 to 2005.
Former Texas A&M coach as well,
and
right?
Former Texas A&M head coach. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us next.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate and ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. After 10 years with the Rays, Evan Longoria is traded to the Giants today. Tampa gets outfielder Denard Span and three prospects. On today's Dan Lebatard show here on ESPN Radio, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he didn't know Derek Jeter's new ownership group would start trading key players to cut the team's payroll.
We don't get into, are you going to trade player X or player Y at a particular point in time? Nor do we ask them to make a commitment as to what they're going to do with payroll before they've even got in and made an evaluation of their talent level, their ability to win with the people that they have.
To listen to that entire interview, check out the Dan Lebatard Show podcast. The Phillies make it official today, signing first baseman Carlos Santana to a 3-year, $60 million contract. There's also a fourth year in that deal, a team option. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott on the field for his first practice today after serving a 6-week suspension. The team went 3-3 without him. Cowboys play Seattle Sunday.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-222-9133. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-222-9133. That's 800-222-9133. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-222-9133. 800-222-9133.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, countersteer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
4:35, welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Boy, a packed show for you today. We have not forgotten about that $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa. We're going to be giving that away before 7 o'clock today. John Bonenkamp for the Burlington Hawkeye going to kick off hour number two with us. Then we'll catch up with All-American Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell. Tristan Cockcroft answering your fantasy football questions and the 6 o'clock showdown all ahead of us. But before we can get there, it's Wednesday. We got to check in with our guy in Cedar Falls, Gary Rima. And boy, you got a big game on tap Friday at the McLeod Center, Gary. Number 9 Xavier coming to town.
Yeah, third highest ranked team to ever play in the McLeod Center. I think we know a couple of years back the number 1 ranked team in North Carolina came in and the Panthers knocked them off. And then one time Wichita State came into the McLeod Center ranked number 4 in the nation. Xavier comes in number 9 and return a lot of guys off their Elite 18 from a year ago. So it's a great home game for the UNI Panthers to get a game like this on your non-conference schedule in the McLeod Center. A pretty special deal. I think we'll have a great crowd in there, a great atmosphere, and anxious to see how this Panther basketball team rebounds after a disappointing finish to that game Saturday against Iowa State in Des Moines. Panthers led for a big part of that game, was up with 10 minutes to play in the game, and then it got away from them. So I'm anxious to see how they bounce back against a team that's one of the top 10 Division I basketball teams in the country.
Is there just a little bit more energy around the team this week as they gear up and practice for an opponent like Xavier?
Well, I've seen that, and I think part of it, too, is they're done with finals week. They can just really concentrate on basketball, getting some extra practices in this week. You got a top 10 team coming in. Yeah, I think this team is ready for the challenge. They're up for the challenge. They know how tough this team is. Played them twice last year. Played them in Orlando in the tournament, in the championship game, and then a week later traveled to Cincinnati to take on Xavier on their home court, and it's pretty much a lot of the same guys returning from that team from a year ago. So they know what they're up against, and I think they're fired up and ready for the challenge.
Gary, I think Trayvon Blewett has been at Xavier since I was in college, but who do you think that he will draw the assignment from you and I trying to stop one of the better scorers in the country, averaging over 20 points per game?
You know what, I think Clint Carlson will get him some. At times, I think they're going to put a shorter guy on him. They may put even Pickford or Isaiah Brown on him some, just to give him a different look. But an incredible player, guy averaging over 20 points per game, and he's the guy that really makes that Xavier team go. So he's going to be a handful. And you never know, the Panthers have played very little zone or gimmick defense stuff, but you never know. Coach Jake may have something up his sleeve to throw something a little bit different at him on a few possessions defensively. But it'll be interesting. In their last game, two seniors on this year's team that we faced last year that were really good players, Sean O'Mara and J.P. McCura, did not play in their game the other night against Marshall. So I don't know if they were injured, sick, suspended, what was going on. But if they're in the lineup, that may change some defensive assignments also.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us. 8 o'clock tip-off on Friday at the McLeod Center, CBS Sports Network, Channel 221 on DirecTV, broadcasting the game. You mentioned the meetings, plural, last year between these two teams. Does that familiarity help or hinder the Panthers?
By the way, turn down your TV and turn up the hometown call.
There you go. There you go.
Basketball. Yeah. You know, don't listen to those TV guys. They don't know. You know what? I think it helps because we return a number of guys who played against them last year. You know, from Clint Carlson to Juwan McLeod, Isaiah Brown, Bennett Cook, Haldeman. Those guys all faced this Xavier team twice last year. So I think there is some familiarity there. And I think that helps us. I think our guys have a better understanding of what they're up against. They're not going to be in awe of Xavier. Had to play him at their place. I thought played him really good on a neutral court in the first meeting last year. And I think back to last season when we had that really good run. It was the Puerto Rico shootout, but they moved it to Orlando, and our team made it to the championship game. But then coming out of that tournament, we really struggled, and it took a while to even into the conference season before the team really got back on track. So I think they kind of feel like they got something to prove this year after doing well at the Battle for Atlantis. They followed that up with a good win over UNLV and UT Arlington. Stumbled a little bit last week in the game against Iowa State, so I think they're ready to make amends for that and see if they can't pull off an upset here on Friday night over the number 9 ranked team in the country.
Gary, I know it's way too early to start talking about the NCAA tournament, but I think that a lot of people after Wichita State left the conference were ready to anoint the Missouri Valley Conference a one-bid league. Now, you and I, in their non-conference schedule, already has some really good wins. Their RPI is high. What would this win over Xavier do to cement that non-conference resume?
Well, I think we need it, Alex. I really do. I going into this, these last two non-conference games with Iowa State and Xavier, even though our record looks good and we've got some quality wins, it just felt to me like we needed to pick off one of these two if we can't get them both. And of the two, I thought if I was a betting guy, I'd bet Iowa State was the one we could get before we could knock off Xavier. But it just feels like we need to add one more marquee non-conference win to our resume. I know our record is 8-3, but the NCAA is looking at our record as 6-3 because we have two wins over Division III teams, and those don't really get factored into your RPI or your record. So, if you look at it that way, sitting 6-3, if you don't beat Xavier in the eyes of the NCAA, you're 6-4, and now you got to have a really, really good conference season just to get to 20 or 21 wins, win a couple games at the conference tournament, you're probably in the discussion, but it just feels like we need to pick up one more really big win, and we get that opportunity on Friday night. And you mentioned the Valley being a one bid league. The problem is we've been a one bid league even when Wichita State was in the league. There were a number of years we still only got one team in, so I think a lot of people still think, yeah, you're probably only going to get your automatic postseason tournament champion in. But UNI is one of the teams with the great RPI they have right now and the resume they're building. If you could add another big resume builder with a win this Friday night, then if you finish second in the league and maybe get to the championship game of the conference tournament but don't win it, Alex, I think you got a shot to get an at-large and see the Valley get two teams in, but there aren't a lot of teams in the Valley that have built a really good non-conference resume. Even though our league has won a lot of games, I think Illinois State's the only other one that's got about a sub-45 RPI. So, and those RPI numbers are going to work their way up a little bit, going the wrong way when we get into league play, just because we don't have a lot of teams that are a below 50 or below 100 RPI.
Gary, I know you probably don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it, but let's take a brief look back to last week in Des Moines, Wells Fargo Arena. What were your impressions of Iowa State?
I'll tell you what, Iowa State's got a good ball club. You know what, we were watching them warm up, and they only had 8 guys in uniform, and you know, you're thinking, man, they're undermanned. They're, you know, that you might be able to run with them a little bit, wear them down. But the eight players that, that Coach Prome had, he's got a solid ball club. Lindell Wigginton is an outstanding freshman player. I thought their inside guys played big and played well. Weiler Babb is an excellent point guard, big guy, tough guy to guard. And they just, the Panthers dictated tempo for the first 30 minutes. 33-30 at halftime, you and I on top, still up 50-47 with about 10 minutes to go. And you really felt pretty good about how the game had gone to that point. And then, boom, all of a sudden, the Cyclones go on a 12-0 run. And that to me, they just showed their talent. They got the Panthers sped up, and they got the game played more at their tempo, and ended up winning it by double digits. But we didn't get any really inside scoring. We needed a better game out of Bennett Cook. We need Bennett to have a good game every time out, I think, if we're going to be successful. And he just couldn't get going at the offensive end. So we need him to play better inside. And if we get that, I think we can be right in it with anybody we play, but we got to have that good play out of the inside, whether it's Bennett Cook or Austin Fipe or somebody giving us something in the lane area.
Gary, what did you? I guess one of the bright spots from this past Saturday was Wyatt Lowhouse. What have you seen from him these past couple of games? Because he's starting to score the basketball.
He's almost back to where he was in his sophomore year when he was playing really good. His conditioning isn't quite there yet. His shot is close to being the stroke that we saw him have his freshman and sophomore year. And I think he's just the guy we need to really take us to the next level. I really like Taiwan Pickford, the true freshman. Isaiah Brown is playing better. But we need the floor leadership, the steady play, I think Wyatt's got a really high basketball IQ. He's a guy that kind of a silent leader type guy that can really help us not only Friday night, but as we get into conference play. And I won't be shocked if once we get into conference play, if he doesn't get slid into the starting lineup. He's okay coming off the bench. It's nice to have a guy like that as your sixth man or one of your first guys off the bench, but we've got that instant offense and Spencer Haldeman coming off the bench. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a point in the season, if we do have some struggles, where Coach Jacobson inserts Wyatt into the starting lineup. And not that starting is that big a deal, but I think he's that important to this team that we may see that sooner than later.
Gary Reimer, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us. Gary, this is going to be it for us in 2017, because next Wednesday we're going to be off because we'll have the Pinstripe Bowl between Iowa and Boston College on the air. So we'll be touching base with you next year. But we have a tradition here every year, and I want to invite you to partake in this. On Friday, we will be celebrating Festivus here on the station, even though the 23rd is a Saturday. You strike me as the type of guy that may have a grievance or two, so I'm going to allow you right now to air whatever grievances you may have.
A grievance? How about just something that's bugging me?
Yeah, that's similar.
Absolutely.
Similar vein.
Same thing?
Yeah.
You know, it's the time of the year where a lot of us wear sport coats. It's the time of the year where we're wearing a winter coat. And when I go into a public restroom and they don't have a coat hook thing for me to hang my coat on, or my sport coat on, and I got to lay it on the floor or lean it over the sink. It's a little frustrating. I don't understand how a business, a store, a public restroom doesn't have some sort of hook on the door or on the wall where you can hang a winter coat or a sport coat this time of the year. It just kind of bugs me, guys. I can't figure that out.
And that is exactly what we're going to be doing, the big issues that we'll be tackling on Friday. What a great way to end 2017 with you, Gary. And we'll be tuned. Yeah, I won't be watching CBS Sports. I'll be tuned into the local radio feed of the UNI game against Xavier on Friday. Hopefully all of our listeners will be as well. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Gary. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, Todd and Alex, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you guys, all your listeners. And really enjoy the time we get on Wednesdays throughout this past year. It's been a lot of fun, and looking forward to 2018 on your guys' show.
All right. Appreciate it. Gary Ryan, a play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers.
I agree.
And you know what?
It's disgusting where you have to lay your coat on the floor.
I don't know if you've no, well, I look, in desperate times, you do your business with the coat on.
Yeah.
And you just you flip the flap up in the back and just hope for the best. And then
see, these are the issues we tackle
now,
on this show.
I don't know if you've noticed. You've worked in the building quite a while, not as long as I have, but we have two restrooms here. One of them has the hook on the back of the main door. One of them does not. And so I tend in the wintertime to try to make sure that I use the facilities that I know will have the coat hook.
Yeah, but isn't that the one that's the executive bathroom?
Well, what the executives don't know won't hurt them.
Because there's actually one that isn't climate controlled at all in here, so it gets down to about 25 degrees in the winter.
Yeah, our bathroom.
And I try to avoid that one.
Our bathroom is completely cinder block. It's the best place to be during a storm.
It's an igloo.
The absolute worst place to be in the wintertime. And it doesn't have a hook for your coat. Gary is out of the way here. This is hour number one. Hard to believe. This is perhaps one of the busiest shows that we have ever done here. We're going to be talking with John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye coming up in just a little bit, taking a look back on Iowa's win over Southern Utah last night at Carver Hawkeye. Josie Jewell, the outlaw himself, will be with us at 5:30 today. Tristan Cockcroft answering your fantasy football questions, and we still got to get to the 6 o'clock showdown and give somebody a chance to take home a $50 Elevate Salon and Spa gift certificate as well. All that before 7 o'clock tonight. Can we do it? Stick around to find out.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. We got Dean.
Hey, so Ford F-150 engineers are raising the bar, but I'm all about lowering the bar. Like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
Really?
Save time.
Nice. The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar because, once again, it's number one in towing, payload, and torque.
I watch VHS tapes and never rewind.
Uh-huh. And F-150 raises the bar with advanced thinking like a more powerful engine lineup and available EcoBoost engine technology.
I got a camcorder. A big one.
F-150 has available pre-collision assist with pedestrian detection. This truck can help make you more competent at everything.
Competent, schmappening.
Okay. This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Just remember that if the last minute gift shopping is stressing you out, we've got that $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa that we're going to be giving away sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. $50 good for any of their services, hair, nails, makeup, massage. They've got two locations. We've mentioned the one at Edgewood Station Southwest, very close to us here on the southwest side. They're also at Northtown Market on Blair's Ferry Road. And if you wrap up your holiday shopping with them right now through Christmas, you get a free gift with any product purchase. And again, we'll give that gift certificate away sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. We were accused before we chatted with Gary Ryma of not talking enough sports during the opening 2024. There was plenty of sports talk in there. I guess maybe you chose not to hear it. We talked about Alaric Jackson being out for the bowl game, asked whether or not that affected the way people were looking at next Wednesday's game, talked about...
No, the statement of somebody complaining that we weren't talking enough sports had to do
with
us.
When I say we, it's me. I'm the problem here on this show. I don't want anybody to think it's Alex or Kyle. It's me.
It was the person saying that we talk too much about the Pinstripe Bowl.
And how much it blows, yeah.
And not enough about sports, but I thought that the Pinstripe Bowl...
is sports.
Is sports.
Yeah.
Ah, whatever.
Well, the good news is that after next Wednesday, we'll only talk about it for the next 12 months if they lose.
Put it on the poll. No, sorry. That's not our show.
If they lose, we're talking about... I've got bad news for people.
Bowl sports.
We've got bad news for people. Don't do that. That just sounds like we're trying to be the Dan Le Batard Show, which, by the way, killer segment today with Rob Manfred. If you missed it, I know ESPN and their website, you can go and find the archived audio. He put Rob Manfred against the wall and asked him some very tough questions, and Rob Manfred... he answered them, but I don't necessarily think he did a great job. And now the Miami Herald has a story saying they've got multiple sources who have contradicted what Rob Manfred said today on the Dan Le Batard Show about not knowing that the new ownership group of the Marlins was going to shed payroll immediately. He said they had no clue. A couple sources have told the Miami Herald, yeah, that was actually something that they had to disclose to the other owners who had to sign off on the sale. What are you going to do with the payroll? And it's just an ugly situation, and it's going to get even uglier. 319-366-1600. Sports, 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 and more sports. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawk. I need to wear a shock collar. And every time I don't talk sports, the shock collar will go off. No, we're not doing that. John's going to be with us coming up in a little bit. Before we get to hour number two, though, Kyle's here with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media in Iowa City this afternoon and gave a few pieces of news. First, as we suspected, Miles Taylor will travel but not play in the Pinstripe Bowl as he recovers from an injury. So Imani Hooker is likely going to be the starter at strong safety. The surprising news, though, is that Alaric Jackson also won't be playing in the bowl after violating team policy. Today is the beginning of the early signing period in the world of college football, and Iowa signed a number of their commitments, almost all of them, including headliner four-star in-state defensive end John Wagner. But the Hawkeyes also picked up another commitment from Missouri safety Dallas Cradieth. He's a three-star according to 24/7, but a four-star according to Rivals, and he chose Iowa over offers from Iowa State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Ole Miss, among others. Iowa State also signed nearly its entire class today and even landed its highest-rated recruit, according to 27 Sports, last night, in offensive lineman Joey Ramos. The 6'5", 300-pounder is the sixth-best recruit in Arizona and chose the Cyclones over offers from Arizona and Arizona State, Oregon, and UCLA, among others. Tonight, beginning at 5:50, we're going to be on the FM stations only because we'll be picking things up with John Walters as the Iowa State men host Maryland Eastern Shore as they go for their ninth consecutive victory. That's going to be on 1600 AM. The historic main gym will be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And once we're finished, it's going to be your regular ESPN programming.
Hawkeyes, a big winner on the hardwood last night over Southern Utah. We're going to talk with John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeyes. Kyle mentioned the Cedar Rapids Colonels announcing their coaching staff today. The news, the rumors, Toby Gardenhire set to be the manager. Their Hot Stove Banquet's coming up on January 17th. Tickets are available now. You can get them at colonels.com. Should be a great evening at KGYM. Once again, happy to be a media sponsor for that. John joins us next, hour number two on the way.